DW.
Yes?
On a warm night at an upscale Jerusalem restaurant complex, an orchestra's rehearsing. Organisers are laying out alcohol, cigarettes and watermelon so that dozens of people can knuckle down for some serious backgammon, or sheshbesh as it's known locally. Etty Oppenheim is an Israeli woman who has come from another town for the event.
I'm very excited.
That most ordinary thing in the Middle East, a game of sheshbesh, is extraordinary when it's Israelis and Palestinians playing one another. This tournament is the brainchild of peace activists Kulna Yerushalayim, We Are All Jerusalem, a name that combines Arabic and Hebrew.
My motto in this is really, let's put people together without having to talk about anything.
Mahmoud Arifai is one of the organizers.
Just let's see if they can hold for an hour, 2 hours, half an hour, without getting on each other's hairs.
Arifai is a Jerusalemite, a Sufi Muslim, and a long-time activist for coexistence.
The question that should be asked, really, not who does Jerusalem belong to. The question should be who really belongs to Jerusalem. And that belonging really comes with an obligation to really respect the honor that God has given us of being a part of this city.
One of some 200 people here tonight is Abu Iyad, who lives in the Muslim quarter of the old city of Jerusalem.
Why I come here?
Yes.
You come to play sheshbesh here.
He's come with his grandson, Atayba Bakri.
He was playing sheshbesh before. I didn't start to play sheshbesh either. 55 years he played sheshbesh.
Although the old city is walking distance, this is Abu Iyad's first time playing here in the Jewish side of Jerusalem. So his grandson has his phone out to take photos and to upload them to social media, of course.
I think it will be a beautiful place for me because it's the first time for me to be here.
Jews play Muslims, men play women, and some children join in while others run around. Those who don't want to play stay for the music or the togetherness, like Israeli pensioner Mituka Levi.
I wish we'd have peace here. I pray for it every day, because once we did have it. When I was growing up here, we had Palestinian friends. They were in our houses and we were in theirs. And now we've lost that. It's a pleasure, a real pleasure to see this event here this evening. It's unbelievable that it's happening.
Young Palestinian men perform a traditional dance called a debka. They're from the Shuafat refugee camp, one of the poorest, most neglected areas of East Jerusalem. The lead dancer is Sama Raj, who's also a promising soccer player.
Yes, it's a good place to dance. Here, the people came from different backgrounds to make new relationships and to know each other.
Year-old Araj was recently released from an Israeli jail. His story says a lot about life here. Last year's social media reports falsely identified him as being the shooter in a deadly attack at an Israeli bus station. Araj went to Israeli police to clear things up. They acknowledged the mistake, but charged him instead with throwing stones during a riot. He confessed, under duress, he says, and the result was 9 months in prison. Despite this experience, Araj says he remains committed to coexistence, and that's why he's here, dancing and playing backgammon.
Inside yourself, you will think that now we are playing. Tomorrow, maybe we'll be standing the one opposite and with weapons or something. Maybe from this game, he will remember, and I will remember that we sat, once we sat and played together, so maybe we will never be opposites.
Araj judge is a good player and he won his round. But as one of the organisers, he won't go on to tonight's final.
I gave my victory to the other person.
Wow, that's very generous.
Yeah, I play not to win. I play just to be happy and to make the other person happy.
Abu Iyad from the Old City wins only 2 out of his 3 backgammon games, so he isn't a finalist. But swaying to the music, he doesn't seem to mind. Also swaying to the music nearby is Linda Menohen Abdelaziz, an Israeli born in Baghdad. She's not big on backgammon, but she loves the music and the mingling.
I can't see any borders here. Everybody is together, and I just love it, really. I can see everybody from all walks of life, Israelis and Palestinians, religious and non-religious and secular. So I think it's fantastic. I hope it happens every day.
Perhaps what's been most remarkable about this night is how very normal it is. No guards with guns, no one on alert. Palestinians and Israelis out together, kicking back, relaxed. In Jerusalem, that's rare and precious, and something that compels the organisers to plan more events like this. Iris Makler, DW, Jerusalem.
This report was brought to you by DW.